102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We are here with Cassandra this morning. Good morning, Cassandra. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing this morning?
Hello.
I am doing good. I always listen to you guys in the morning, so I'm happy to be here.
All right.
Okay. That's well, awesome.
Thanks for reaching out. We're going to be seeking a pardon this morning from your ex-husband, Miles. You guys have a 9-year-old son by the name of Coltrane, and something occurred with Coltrane, and you're going to be seeking a pardon this morning from Miles. Tell us what happened.
Miles is my ex-husband. We've been divorced for about 4 years now. We have a 9-year-old son together. Like you said, his name is Coltrane. And I currently live with my boyfriend, whose name is Vernon.
Okay.
And recently, you know, my son, he's just been kind of acting out. And we had a little disagreement. And my boyfriend stepped in to kind of diffuse the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And Coltrane just kind of lost it. And he, you know, started cursing at him, which, you know, is unacceptable. So Vernon got angry, and he disciplined Coltrane.
Physically?
Miles. He gave him a little spanking, like nothing.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Crazy,
okay.
But, you know, my son was in the wrong. So Miles found out and was super furious. He came over to the house to confront Vernon, and they got into an altercation, which resulted in my ex-husband getting arrested.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see.
He came and put them paws on Vernon.
Man, the pawpaws.
Yeah. We haven't really spoken since then, so I am seeking a pardon from my ex-husband for me allowing my boyfriend to discipline our son. We had a good, you know, co-parenting relationship, and I just want to keep it that way. So I just want to seek a pardon from him.
Do you think you were wrong, though, for letting Vernon go that far? I mean, legitimately, or are you just trying to help, like, smooth this thing over?
I don't feel I was 100% wrong. I mean, if we are going to be together, like, he's going to have to step in to discipline my child at times. But their altercation, my ex and my current boyfriend, their altercation, you know, shouldn't have happened. Like, my ex shouldn't have been arrested. So let me ask you,
when Coltrane was acting out, how come you just didn't call his father at that point?
You know, at first, it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, it didn't seem that serious. But then, you know, when he started cursing at Vernon, then, you know, obviously as an adult, you're going to want to reprimand the child who is wrong. You know, maybe I should have called my ex at that point so he can talk some sense into my son. So, you know, maybe I was wrong in that situation.
Or talk some sense into Vernon.
This is tricky. Oh, this is hard.
Yeah, this is tough. So what we're going to do is we're going to get Miles on the line. We're going to let you present your case to him and let him think about it. And we'll see if he's going to grant you a pardon this morning, okay?
Okay, guys.
Miles, good morning. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? I know you don't know why you're here this morning, but we have a young lady by the name of Cassandra that you may know.
I know
her very well.
All right, so what we need you to do this morning, Miles, is just listen to Cassandra for a couple of moments. She has something she would like to speak with you about. We need you to listen to her and then take some time and make a decision this morning, okay?
Here we go.
All right. Miles is not walking into this confidently.
Miles say, I done heard this record before. Okay, uh-huh. Here we go. Cassandra, go ahead. Miles is on. Talk to him.
All right. Good morning, Miles. I am calling today because I am seeking a pardon from you. I realize I was kind of wrong in the situation that we just recently had with our son and Vernon. I should have called you when our son was acting up before Vernon had to discipline him. And for that, I apologize. And it shouldn't have gotten to the level that it got to when you came over to confront Vernon. And none of that should have happened. So I apologize for first not calling you to deal with our son instead of having my boyfriend deal with him. And I apologize for you getting arrested. So I am seeking a pardon from you.
So you want a pardon for messing up my life? Let me get this right. Is that what you want a pardon for? You want a pardon for messing up my life?
I
got a trespassing charge, right? I got an assault charge. You almost got me fired from my job. Mm. You feel me?
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't tell you to come over and fight my boyfriend.
Oh, I had to come over. You let some stranger put hands on my son.
He is not a stranger. He is my boyfriend. We are together. I mean, eventually.
Yeah, your boyfriend.
Know,
he ain't his daddy, though, is he? Mm. I'm his daddy.
You know, Yes.
You know my number.
Since he's with me and our son has become increasingly rude.
So I can let any old girl put hands on our son then.
Good point.
We good with that?
All right, you're being a little bit difficult right now.
Nah, he's being logical.
Imagine, right? Imagine.
Cassandra, did you not expect that Miles would be very upset once he found that information out? I mean, you had to know that he would be very, very upset finding that out.
Yeah, I understand that that's an upsetting situation that someone is disciplining your son.
Coltrane tripping and you need help, call me.
Well, from now on, I definitely will because I don't want you to get arrested again. I mean,
we'll see how court goes to see if I'm all right for next time, man.
You know, I'm extra salty here, Cassandra. I'm a little extra salty here because I can't believe that you guys actually pressed charges. He could have had a chance to drop the charges. You didn't even have to press charges.
It was already
Miles probably put them hands on that. Miles put them hands on them good. That's why the charges too good. Not that charges got pressed. Believe me, Miles. I can tell Miles put the paws on that boy. I can tell you right now.
Vernon gave the full report.
Oh, Vernon had a shiner by the time all was said and done. Now, okay, so I mean, at the point of this, at the center of this is a child. You know, I hope he wasn't there to see his father get arrested. You know, I hope you guys are saying that. Okay. We have some work to do as three, maybe four adults in this young kid's life. The violence and the tension between the parents is the kid's going to feel it. So you guys really need to come to some sort of peaceful understanding and work out this co-parenting thing because the baby's going to suffer more than he already is now.
Yeah, I agree completely. First thing, everything needs to be between me and Sandra.
Cassandra?
I mean, I agree to that to a certain extent. If we
Why'd
both
it take
remarry,
you so long to come up there?
When we both remarry, our spouses are going to be in our child's life.
Yeah, but my
so
spouse ain't gonna.
This is something that
my
you're
spouse ain't
gonna
be putting her hands on our son now.
I completely agree. My boyfriend can still discipline our son without putting hands on him.
Yeah.
But I do, and like I said, I apologize. It should have never gotten to that extent, and I will in the future definitely call you before anything like that happens again. I was wrong for letting my boyfriend Vernon physically discipline our son, and I apologize. I should have definitely called you before it got to that level. And I also apologize for you getting arrested for coming to our house to confront my boyfriend. We have to figure this out. So do you accept my apology?
Sandra, be real with you. I think I'm going to have to refuse that right now. And I think you need to look out because I'm going to be filing for joint custody. Something got changed.
There you go.
Cool.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead. I'm dead serious. All right.
Okay, I mean, I think that's something that we can just work out ourselves without the court, but if you want to involve the courts, then...
I think we have to split up custody, for real. All right?
If that's how you feel.
All right. Yeah, that's how I feel.
Can't blame you, man.
So, no pardon at this time.
Nah, that's rejected.
Ooh.
There we go.
Wow.
Okay. Man, you already got him in the system, Cassandra. You might as well use the system to his benefit now.
Yeah. Good luck with that. We're sorry that you did not get a pardon this morning, Cassandra. That's just how it is. Sometimes you get a pardon. Sometimes you don't. Bay Area, if you want to do the same, go to KBLX.com. Click on to the spot called Beg Your Pardon, and you can end up just like Cassandra and Miles here. Hit us up. It's your dream team. Tony Sko, Kimmy T, and Rudy O right here on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks in R&B.